Good morning, Doug here on Catch 95, and the weekend is almost upon us. If you're looking for something fun to do, you might want to head up to Mountain Village Resort because the Black Lilies are coming back. The band, the Black Lilies. Oh, there may be Black Lilies out in the field, but hey, there's only one musical act, the Black Lilies. And I've got Cruz with us. Good morning, Cruz.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. So the Black Lilies, you loved it so much last year, you're coming back. You're growing your fan base out here.
We had a big, big time. We played, I believe, one night last year, and then we're going to two nights this year. And we've got people traveling from all over the country, and it's going to be a big time.
Right on. So who are the Black Lilies?
Who are the Black Lilies? Well, we're based out of Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm from there. And our drummer, Bowman, and bass player, Sam, the three of us are from there. And these days we have a guitarist with us who's based out of Nashville, Dustin Schaefer, who's actually made a lot of music in the area with Mickey and the Motor Cars over the years. And we have a pedal steel player, Philip Sturk, based out of Nashville. And so it's a five-piece band, and we've had a busy year and been on tour and warmed up. And this has been a something we've all been looking forward to. We enjoy hanging out in the area there and taking some time and chilling out and making music and hanging out with the good people there. So we're really looking forward to it.
So how do you describe your music?
Oh, man, depends. These days I say country rock jam band. It's kind of a chameleon of a band. I grew up playing bluegrass and country music in Tennessee, but also studied jazz piano and classical music. And I've just taken a lot of different styles. You know, people refer to it as Americana or roots music, or one person will call it rock and roll, one person will call it country music. But, song to song, it's different. We have three-part harmonies and piano and guitars and pedal steel and drums and bass, and it's music.
So who are you spending most of your time when you're listening to music right now? New music that's out there, two or three bands.
New music. That's a good question. I think the last thing we listened to rolling in here to Laramie was some Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers last night.
Oh, yeah.
Which is definitely not new music, but it's great music. And so I don't know. These days, I think the Jason Isbell record's getting a lot of airplay.
I love him. Oh, I love Jason.
Both those guys, really at the top of their game. So those are guys we enjoy their music and have followed their careers for years and watch what they're doing right now and the success they're having and, try to be inspired by that.
Right. Does inspiration come easy? Does it come hard? Does it come at the most unlikely time or place?
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I usually say, if I have a little time and a guitar laying around, something will happen. Like everybody's life, it's just sometimes it's finding the time and not being too busy and having the energy. And, that's what we're always out here pursuing, not just playing the live shows, but looking for that time to write new material and arrange. And we're getting ready to make a new record. And it's very at the forefront of our minds right now.
So as a songwriter, when you're sitting down to write a song, I mean, it's not like you just get up and have a cup of coffee and go, all right, now I'm going to sit down and write a song. And
people do that, especially as the writers that work daily. That's not really my style. It hasn't been. I've usually been more like, kind of wait to be inspired and maybe write a song or two a month. Yeah. And if it's a keeper, then you're in good shape. But I think now, I was the primary songwriter up to this point, but now I've got two other songwriters in the group. And so we're starting to make effort to, get after it on a more regular basis.
Right. Is it hard to, is it hard to clear your mind, I mean, now more than ever, we're all distracted. Our devices and everything that's out there coming out. I would think it would be hard to just clear your mind and just focus on the art, the craft.
It is. Our Sam, our bass player, has been advocating for this lately. In August, we're going to basically rent a place outside Knoxville where the cell phones don't work. We're going to hide out, say, we'll see you when we get back, and go work on new music. And it is. It's a different world now. Everyone's got their phone right in front of them, and every bit of information in the world at your fingertips. And it is really easy to be distracted continuously, if not just, you know, yeah. We all spend time looking at Facebook, and sometimes you learn something, and sometimes your brain just turns to mush, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm having one of those days today, actually. But so the Black Lilies, you say you're working on a new album. Do you guys have a website, et cetera? Give me the info. Where can we go?
Our website is the Black Lilies. That's my email. That is not my email, folks. TheBlackLily.com. And that's LILLIES.com. And there's tour dates there and music and information, and, you know, updates and mailing lists and all that stuff.
Right on.
We also have a Facebook page, which we keep people up to date with. In fact, we started this series called the Sprinter Sessions, and we drive one of these Sprinter vans. And every Wednesday we do a live feed, brand new song. And people tune in and share the videos, and we'll be doing one of those today. So if you go to our Facebook page for the Black Lilies, be looking, paying attention later today, and we'll have a brand new song out today for you.
I'm going to go do that right now. And I want to invite everybody up, Mountain Village Resort, the place. Black Lilies are there Friday and Saturday night. Two nights. Wow. You going to be all right hanging out up there in Stanley?
I don't have a choice. I've got to be all right.
Oh, God, I think you're
probably will pace myself.
Yeah.
People go up there to have a good time. We last year played, you know, we play outside, the stage is outside, and then afterwards we kind of had the after party inside and played on the stage inside, and, you know, it turns into an all-nighter and pretty memorable time, and I'm sure it will be again. But, yeah, two nights in a row, Friday and Saturday.
Going to be fun. Full bar, barbecue available. All ages welcome. Gates open up at 6. Show starts at 7. Dry camping available, too. You can go to mountainvillage.com. Tickets and info right there. And matter of fact, I've got a couple pair of tickets up for grabs right now. If you want them, call me at 726-9536. 726-95FM will hook you up. So we really appreciate your time today. I mean, it's awesome.
Thanks for speaking with me. And we're looking forward to playing in Stanley. Can't wait to see everybody out there.
Black Lilies are going to be tearing it up this weekend. All right, my friend, have a good day.